I respect the credentials of the professor, and I doff off my hat to him. You know very well, you know me personally, you know very well how and my life's trajectory. On another score, I'm an academician myself, and so I respect such people on all scores. I mean, his CV is unbelievable. I respect that, and I applaud him for that. But I have a charge to keep. The charge I have to keep is to the Republic of Ghana and to the public. I have been put in this position to investigate corruption and corruption-related offenses. I've been put in this office to prosecute people who I deem to be culpable for such offenses. I have been put in this office to recover assets for the country. I have been put in this office to prevent corruption. These are the four tasks that I have until, I guess, 2028. Now, when a case comes before me, first, it's a plenary investigation. I go under with my officers. Is there any substance to this matter? I'm answering your question. I'll come to it.
Sure.
Is there any substance to this matter? Now, when the plenary investigation is over, I have certain options. One option is to say, there's no meat in this matter. Let us just file it away. Maybe one day it may not be cold. Another option open to me is that there is a lot of wisdom in opening a full investigation, and so we should do a broader and fuller inquiry into this matter. And this is where we are in terms of the fight against Galamsey. Now, when you are appearing before us, depending on what we deem to be the charges we are envisaging against you, depending on the nature of the evidence and what we deem to be the seriousness of it, we take action appropriately. I will state again, the public and any member of the public has the luxury to consecrate saints. But in consecrating your saints and your heroes, mind you, again, I'm stating again, I am your conscience. I am the spirit of the nation, and the office stands for that. In the estimation of the office, there are no saints. In the estimation of the office, there are no heroes. Now, if I approach this job of fighting corruption, that there are some persons in the society who have attained this status of sainthood, we will lose the fight against corruption.
I think the argument is not that.
I'm coming there.
The argument is not that don't investigate such people,
yeah,
but your approach,
yes,
would be different.
Yes, I'm coming there.
If Professor Frimpong Boateng cannot attract self-recognizance bail, who else in this country will be deserving?
You see, it is coming back to what I keep saying. You have your saint. I don't have saints. In your estimation, the man is a saint. But from my angle, I treat no one as a saint. A lot of allegations, a lot of complaints. I am investigating a broad gamut of issues when it comes to Galamsey. The professor was the man in charge of this dissolved committee. The committee, as far as we're concerned, and the nature of the investigation we are engaged in right now, so the committee was at odds and it couldn't account for so many things. Now,